A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I didn't care about nothing else but partying.
I should be doing horror film music.
Yeah, Mark, kunde vi få en oss det här?
Why you getting that pressure?
Jag älskar liksom så här typ koncept.
It's exciting, it's fresh, it's different. The purists hated it.
It's really strange.
I tried working for the man, but well, fuck it, you know.
Whatever makes you feel good, go with it.
Old to the new. A flavor from the old, so you don't scare people, but with the future sound.
Dominic Oilberg, professorn, ornitologen och teknoproducenten som gått sin egen väg. Han har levt nära naturen under hela sitt liv och väljer dagligen med stor varsamhet vad han ägnar sin tid åt. Allt för att inte låta någon annan styra kreativiteten eller begränsa friheten. Det här är Musik och Dernulf med Dominic Oilberg.
If I would be only a singer-songwriter, I only would have the guitar in my voice. But the wonderful thing is about electronic music, I can generate any sound you can imagine with so different sound synthesis, like digital, analog, FM synthesis, granular synthesis. I can sample everything to paint those pictures.
Dominic Oilberg slog igenom för snart 20 år sedan med singeln med namnet Gäddan i Karpdammen, som på tyska är Der Hecht im Karpfenteich. Debutalbumet som gavs ut 2004 hette Flora och Fauna, och ganska snart stod det klart att det här inte var en DJ och producent som andra. Här behövdes inte någon konstlad marknadsföringsplan för att berätta om den nya artisten som nu skulle möta världen. Här sa skivbolaget sanningen. Träffa teknoproducenten som helst umgås med fåglar och hänger i skogen än på klubben. Dominic Oilberg blev snabbt en omtalad artist, inte bara för att han var udda i klubbvärlden utan för den musik han skapade. Musiken har självklart stort fokus i hans liv, men spelar ändå inte huvudrollen. För Dominic kommer naturen i första hand, och arbetet med att få oss, ja, övriga mänskligheten, att ta notis och ta hand om det vi har runt omkring oss.
It's for me, raising awareness about nature is the most important thing we have to do at the moment, because we have wonderful scientists. They already know all the problems which are threatening us, like the climate crisis or the distincting of species. But we're not changing anything. We are running with eyes wide open to the abyss, and are gonna die out as Homo suicidalis. Why is it? Because human beings are very lazy. They only change something either we have a catastrophe, like if we wouldn't have Fukushima 10 years ago, we still would use atomic plants. Or if things are mass compatible, if the majority of people want something. And I think the beauty of nature is a wonderful tool to raise awareness, because we only protect what we appreciate.
Väcka en flockbeteende och trög mänsklighet genom att göra musik är onekligen ett stort uppdrag. Det blir aningen mer greppbart när man vet att Dominic till vardags råkar vara professor vid Museum of Natural History i Berlin. För honom är musiken ett självklart sätt att kommunicera, och så har det varit för mänskligheten i årtusenden. Precis som när vi pratar med varandra eller vill säga något, så blir det bättre om vi vet vad vi vill säga. Detsamma gäller musiken enligt Dominic, för möjligheterna är obegränsade.
What is making music? Making music is nothing else than selecting of infinity of opportunities, and you can get lost very quick. But the more clear the message is of a track, the better it is. Because music is a communication tool, it's older than our speech as we know today. Like when I talk to you, my only modern side part of my brain is active. When I do music, my main brain is active. People who had a stroke, they can't talk anymore, but they can still make music. Where I have a voice organ, I could do 3 or 4 octaves if I would sing, but I won't do. I'm not a good singer. But for the speech, we only use one. So it's very clear. We have a lot of evidence that people communicated in tonal sequences, their emotions. This is why we have a long-term brain of tones. Like when I play a track and they say, this is a happy track, can play to any people in the world, also in indigenic tribes which hadn't had contact to the Western civilization, and they say, yes, it's happy music.
Som forskare så tränger Dominic med vana djupare in i ämnen han är intresserad av, och det gäller givetvis även musiken och inte bara fåglarnas värld. När han gav ut debutalbumet så marknadsfördes han som ornitologen som gjorde techno, och det var ju något som väckte uppmärksamhet. För honom är techno och natur en självklar kombination. I början gjorde han musik och använde naturen och fåglarna, men det gör han inte längre. Efter ett tag kände han att nu fick det räcka. Han har ställt upp och medverkat i en mängd reportage och haft tv-team hemma hos sig. Han har visat hur man gör techno av ljud från fåglar, och till slut kom det bara till en punkt när det räckte. Nu gör han det mer på en metanivå och har bestämt sig för att arbeta mer konceptuellt. För honom samspelar naturens ljud och djurens och människans upplevelse av ljud. Även om ljuden är obehagliga eller sköna, så har de ofta ett syfte. Vad är ett jobbigt ljud och varför upplever det vi så?
The sound. When I scratch a fork on a dish, yeah, it's getting very uncomfortable for us, inconvenient. And that's very interesting. Why is it? It wasn't so loud. It wasn't so high. Why is it? And it was not a tone. It was a sound. So it's different frequencies. And when you watch this spectrogram and compare it to other spectrograms, you can find a monkey species which is still living in Africa, which when an endangering is coming, it's making a scream like and it sounds exactly like scratching with a fork on a dish. When we hear the sound, we said, oh, it's getting uncomfortable. Maybe there's a lion behind the next bush. That's very interesting. And I'm using all those stuff when I make music to make a very clear message in my tracks. And here already knew, but only 11 colors. So it was totally clear. I only could do 11 tracks on this album.
...2022 släpptes Dominics sjätte album, Avikrom. Avikrom är en titel som han skapat från ordet avifauna, som betyder lokala fåglar, och ordet krom, som betyder färg. Låtarna är sedan uppkallade efter de olika tyska fågelarterna som har en färg i sitt namn. Som öppningsspåret Schwarzhalsteucher, som i Sverige kallas svarthalsad dopping. I Tyskland finns det 11 fåglar som har en färg i sitt namn, så det blev helt enkelt 11 spår på albumet Avichrom.
The new album is again very colorful. I think maybe even more colorful. Has very huge variety of style. Yeah, because in the world of birds, you have all those colors and no limitation. I was doing it in a very intense progress. I was creating all the melodies and composers in 10 days. Yeah, like I was recording every day the melodies. It was a corona lockdown. I had time to do it. And then I was producing it out for 3 or 4 months every day. And I was, I think I still was evolving my sound. There's always new techniques you found out to make the sound even better. There are 2 or 3 tracks you could also play in the clubs. But this is not my aim to do club music. I wanted more to have a journey to listen to. It's a very positive, open-hearted album, which is getting you a positive feeling also at this moment to go through those tough times.
Redan på första albumet satte han ribban högt och visade på ett vackert och lätt handlag, både när det gäller produktion och förmågan att väva in melodiska teman. Vare sig det rör sig om elektronika, minimal techno med popreferenser eller experimenterande med inspelningar från skogen och fåglar i musiken, så hör man ofta att det är just Dominic i farten. För honom är den elektroniska musiken helt enkelt det bästa sättet att kommunicera på, då det var de oändliga möjligheterna som fick honom att fastna för musiken som ung.
So like painter is painting a picture with color, I'm trying to paint this emotion with my music. And therefore the electronic music is the very best tool, because if I would be only a singer-songwriter, I only would have the guitar and my voice. But the wonderful thing is about electronic music, I can generate any sound you can imagine. We have so different sound synthesis, like digital, analog, FM synthesis, granular synthesis, actually to paint those pictures. So I have a huge, the whole color palette of any sound you can imagine, and then it helps me a lot to paint those pictures.
Dominic Oilberg både behöver och älskar begränsningar, då det blir en tydlig start och slutpunkt. Det här är en man som kan fågelarter utan och innan och kan prata i timmar om enstaka fåglar. Det är inte så konstigt att naturen har intresserat honom sedan barnsben. Initialt valde han dessutom bort musiken. Tyckte inte att det fanns något som intresserade honom. Naturen hade ju allt han behövde.
That's very interesting, because when I was a child, music didn't interest me at all. I was growing up without any media, without television. Nature was my music, my entertainment system. Like the song thrush, the sound of the song thrush, or the golden aureolus. These were my role models. Or the crickets, or the floating of a river. And yeah, music with singing was always too too artificial for me. I didn't like it. Until I firstly heard electronic music. I mean, this was already in the 80s with Kraftwerk and Klaus Schulze, stuff like this. But this always was a little bit too populistic for me. Until I firstly heard real techno music, it was with Sven Feit in his radio show HR3 Club Night, HR3 Club Night, because there was this apodictic, never-stopping flow of life, which I also could detect in nature. I mean, it's always a coming and going. The only constant in life is the change. So with the phenologic cycles, like the seasons we have, or the day and night, and it is unstopping, like Heraklitzit Pantarei, everything is flowing. And in techno music, you have this feeling. It's like a transcendental state. And I also was very curious when I first heard those synthesizer sounds, how are they generated? I couldn't explain. And first I was still not really interested into music. I was interested into the knowledge how out of energy a synthesizer sound is being generated. I was doing some crappy jobs in 1992, 1993 to buy first synthesizers. I was a paper boy or working at a ministry in the school holidays to buy first synthesizers. Like a first synthesizer I bought was a Korg MS-20, and I was deconstructing it and reconstructing it to understand how it works.
That's pretty unusual.
Yeah, you think so? A lot of this pretty unusual, because I also didn't went to kindergarten when I was a child. I always was going my very own way.
When did you realize that it was seen as quite different and odd to don't have a TV back home?
If you don't know it, you don't miss it. So and today I'm very happy that I grew up without any media, because when you have media, it's all finished and determined. And when you are alone in the woods and you have a stick that can be everything, a car, a snake, or I don't know, a spaceship. So this is how creativity is being generated, and I think this is why I'm a very creative person in so different levels of life. Like, I know a lot of artists, they sometimes have a lack of inspiration and creativity and can't work anymore. I can't even imagine that I'm always creative. For me, it's the opposite, that I'm too creative, and sometimes I have 20 processes wanted to run through the door at once, and then nothing is entering the room. Yeah, but when I was a child and I was at school, it was kind of tough, because children were talking about the television shows, and I couldn't participate into those talks. So, people said, he's a bit crazy and he's a nerd. And also when I, in my youth, when I only did bird watching and researching in insects and tweaking synthesizers, a lot of people didn't understand that, because I was growing up in a very rural region. But the interesting thing is, at the point when I was getting famous with this, got a stamp on it, it's okay, then they accepted it and they even honored it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dominic hade helt klart inte den vanliga uppväxten. Han hade föräldrar som gick mot strömmen och såg till att han fick klara sig själv och även göra lite som han ville. Han växte upp i Alpenrode i området Västervalt med skogen och djurlivet som en viktig beståndsdel, och det gav honom en grundtrygghet och frihetskänsla. Det dröjde innan han hittade musik han fastnade för. Det var vid 15 års ålder som han sen började spela skivor, och han flyttade för att studera och började sen skapa musik och råkade möta gänget bakom skivbolagen Compact och Traum som uppmuntrade honom att börja ge ut musik. Samtidigt som han uppfostrades fritt så fanns det saker som upprörde i hemmet. Val av yrke, något som kan orsaka splittring i familjer, och särskilt om någon vill bli musiker och råkar syssla med fel sorts musik.
I had a problem like my father. He was a school director and he wanted me also to be a teacher at school. And he hated electronic music. He said it's devil music. So in his eyes, I was a loser when I was doing this music. And he said it's a wasting of your time and money, and you are getting track addicted, stuff like this. So I was very angry about this because he didn't observe it right to create a holistic picture about the situation. So I always had to drive to, and I was very angry to show him, okay, mister, I will show you that I'm not a loser, that I that I can earn money with this, and I can create something with this. And yeah, this angriness is a motor for creativity as well. But as I said, it's a very unhealthy motor because you are overstepping your borders sometimes. And at the beginning of my career, I wanted to play as much as possible and to be in so many different countries as possible. It's not sustainable on so different levels. I mean, when flying is not sustainable, and also not sustainable for the individual, and it's not my way. But this, when I got my first awards with my music in 2003, 2004, I was voted producer of the year and newcomer of the year and German Dance Award. Also, my father read it in all the newspapers. And said, okay. I must be wrong, then this dragon was defeated, you know.
So from where would you say you have this drive and sort of confidence in going your own way early on?
I think it was due to my parents. My mother was allowing me everything. She gave me, when I was very small, already the feeling, it's okay as you are, go your way, do your stuff. But this confidence and trust in life I really had from, I think it's my big relationship to Mother Nature, because I know she's always there protecting me and holding me. And you must know, I was also living in the woods for half a year without energy and water, and I was very happy. And I said, okay, when I can be happy without any money, why should I do anything for money?
Han var först tveksam till att ge ut musik då han inte ville skriva på kontrakt som skulle tvinga honom att ge ut skivor med jämna mellanrum. För honom är friheten det viktigaste i livet och något som ofta avgör om du är stressad eller inte. Dominic har hela tiden varit varsam med varför han gör saker. Är det värt att spela på alla stora festivaler? Behöver jag pengarna? Är det rimligt att resa så här mycket? För honom har slutsatsen blivit att han väljer bort en hel del för att kunna behålla känslan av att han är i full kontroll över sin tid och sitt liv.
I'm always my own judge. You know, I'm doing it until I say yes, this is making me happy and I really like it. I mean, I could even be more successful on the first look, but you always have to ask yourself, what is success and how successful I want to be. I was asking me this question a lot, and my answer is I want to do what I really love without overstepping my borders and my ground values, and I want to earn enough money to live from it. That's it. So of course I could also release tracks on Afterlife and do the big shows in the world in Tulum now or Ibiza, but I don't like it. It's not my world. I would not be honest to myself. And life is too short to be not honest to yourself and to prostitute you, because it can be over so quick. And life isn't a PlayStation game where you press the reset button. A lot of people, they get lost and they miss the connection to the self, and I don't want to do it.
Man skulle kunna tycka att skapa musik lite nu och då och arbeta som forskare och ägna fritiden åt att fågelskåda skulle vara tillräckligt. Men Dominic Oilberg lyckas hitta tid till att skriva också. Albumet Manish Faltish som kom 2019 ackompanjerades av ett kortspel med 24 kort som lyfte fram de djur och insekter som han valt att göra musik om. Allt för att visa på den hotade mångfalden i vår natur. 2021 prisades han för boken Mikroorgasmen überall, som faktiskt blev årets fackbok i Tyskland. Boken beskriver den magiska lilla värld som naturen inrymmer, som finns strax utanför vår dörr. Framförallt så tar han avstamp i fåglarnas värld och hur unika många av de fåglar vi har runt omkring oss är. I boken har han valt ut 200-300 av de mest anmärkningsvärda sakerna som finns att berätta om fåglarna och deras många gånger okända liv. Fåglar som flyger nonstop i flera dagar, fåglar som dricker i luften, parar sig i luften, sover i luften. Ja, mer böcker kommer det bli i tanken. Men just nu är hans liv en kombination av författande, spelande och boksigneringar.
Writing books about nature at the moment, and I'm doing a reading session. I'm reading out of my books, and then I'm also playing a live set. So a lot of people come, they only know me due to my books, and then, he's also doing music, let's listen to it. And usually they would leave the room after they heard boom, 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 but they say, I trust him, I will stay. And then it's very wonderful, because in a few minutes later, old people and young people dance together, and it's building bridges. This is... what I really love, to build bridges, to connect people, to because our society is getting more and more separated into different bubbles, what is very toxic for our society.
Inte nog med att många som köper hans böcker inte har en aning om att han gör musik. Han lyckas också kombinera föreläsningar och uppläsningar med konserter och får dessutom många att stanna kvar för att höra hans musik. Ett tydligt exempel på hur rastlös och effektiv Dominic är hur frustrerad han blev över att det inte fanns något kortspel om fåglar att köpa. Han skulle ge ett i present till sin brorsdotter, var tänkt, men fick helt enkelt skapa ett själv.
I was looking at the market, but there was no board game. So I said, fucking hell, how is it possible? And then I was inventing it by myself. So just do it. That's my motto. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Dominic.
Thank you, Kalle.
Dominic skapade ett kortspel, och än så länge finns det precis som boken bara på tyska och innehåller en mängd sköna fakta om fåglar och QR-koder så att man snabbt kan höra hur fåglarna låter. Och vad jag förstått så kommer boken i engelsk översättning relativt snart. Hur det blir med kortspelet är ännu oklart. Du har hört Musik och Dernulf med Dominic Oilberg. Tack för att du har lyssnat, och supporta gärna genom att bli Patreon, så får du höra avsnitten med mycket, mycket mer musik. Vi hörs!
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.